former employees of Greece's public broadcaster ERT storming their old workplace earlier this week. The previous government shut down the TV station in 2013 and fired 2,600 people to satisfy spending cuts demanded by Greece's creditors. The anti-austerity Syriza government is pushing ahead with its pledge to restore the broadcaster and rehire 1,500 people.
After 23 months, we entered the building of ERT again, from where the riot police took us out. I would like to say I feel like a winner, but this homecoming has a bitter taste.
Greece's crisis is far from over. The economy is back in recession. Analyst Raoul Ruparel of policy group Open Europe blames the prolonged negotiations between Athens and the EU over the country's debt.
Confidence is draining out of the economy as these things drag on.
Greece made a loan repayment worth $858 million to the International Monetary Fund Monday, but only by tapping emergency reserves held at the IMF itself. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis has warned that the country could run out of cash to pay its bills within the next 2 weeks. Speaking Thursday, he explained why Greece has rejected EU demands for deeper reforms.
Because if I put my signature, I will be just another finance minister who signed a medium-term fiscal adjustment program while knowing it's not feasible. And math proves that it is not feasible.
Greece must find the equivalent of $2.2 billion by the end of May to pay salaries and pensions. In July and August, Greece must pay $7.7 billion worth of bonds to the European Central Bank. The consequences of failing to pay would be dire, says Raoul Ruparel.
If it misses another payment to the IMF, it probably has a bit of leeway. If it misses some payments to its pension and wages to its citizens, there will be political fallout, but maybe less economic fallout. But if it ended up missing, say, a payment to the ECB in July or August, or a payment on its bonds, then the market impact would certainly be much larger.
Greeks are bracing for bad news, says Professor Yanis Kokoris of Queen Mary University London, who spoke to VOA via Skype from Athens.
People keep withdrawing money. There have been a lot of initiatives to actually try to recapitalize the bank from deposits. It hasn't been working so well because of this uncertainty, because we do not know what will happen next Monday and the Monday after and the Monday after that.